Blog Talk Radio.
Records Radio, Party or Go Home.
I'm not waiting now, we're sitting up in town. We're going to see you take me.
forget to color code those car keys. I mean, how... USA with their former singer, and I'm so excited to announce that not only do they have a new singer, Mike Aviles, but they also have new tracks to lay down. And if you're anywhere in Hollywood, there's supposed to be a free show starting at 8 o'clock tonight with Bleach Party USA, and they're going to be streaming live at whatthefucktv.com. So, sounds interesting. Okay, Bleach Party USA, here's a double play back to back.
We're gonna have a big party. Something I'm gonna want. Sit down and finger some more.
Because we're going to get crazy with crankshaft. I think we are. time for Doug Moody. If you're there, Mr. Moody, pick up. Your fans are waiting for you. We're calling you, Doug Moody, from Mystic Records Radio. We'd like to say hello to our punk rock papa. Pick up the phone. I know you're home. Okay, so that was White Pigs, and or is it White Flag? I don't know. So we were hoping to get a hold of Doug Moody this morning, but he's still sleeping. So here we go with Rat Pack, Ice Cream, Acid, and a Cigarette. Rat Pack. The grandpa of punk rock, because without Doug Moody, none of these artists would have ever been known. And we thank him for his putting out all these punk bands, you know? Right on, buddy. Out Mad Mark Rood. He did such wonderful things for so many people, and he was very good to Mystic Records and the Battalion of Saints. For those of you who may not know, Mark was the manager for Battalion of Saints from the very beginning, and he was a great artist, just fantastic. And he had the tattoo shop on the corner of Sunset Boulevard, where it curves around, and it was like the first little tattoo shop there on Sunset Boulevard years and years ago. And the artwork he did for Mystic on the album cover for Battalion of Saints is just absolutely gorgeous, and we keep it going. And the T-shirts that we make for, it came from Slimy Valley with Mark Rood's flesh falling off monster on the face. I had a doctor at the emergency room last week ask me, are you related to that monster? Oh yeah, baby, you know. Okay, that was the Poisonous Members tribute to Mad Mark Rude. What a great guy.
All right, listen. I've got a CD by Vomit. I bought it. Does it play? Does it fuck on me BM fucking CD player? That's what Campbell calls it.
Keep being hams.
So next time you see Vomit, you go buy a CD, and it's buy one, you get one free. I said you buy one, you get one free.
Okay, so I got a little gun shy there. What happened? Me, gun shy? That's a rarity. So that was Vomit with Piss Off Reg. And, let me see. Oh, yeah, we tried to call Doug Moody, but he wasn't having no part of us. He's mad because I pay all the bills and all the artists. Okay, so anyway, we had Poisonous Members there with Mad Mark Rude and Piss Off Reg. Oh, so that's what I was going to tell you. This month, you know, this is Labor Day holiday, so I hope you are all out there having fun and tuning into this broadcast so you can just stream it live. We've got the best punk rock from Mystic Records coming at you. I don't know how many years now, like almost 50, something like that. Anyway, all of our CDs, if you buy one, you get one free. And all orders get something free. I mean, something nice, not just some little stupid sticker or something, you know. We give away quality stuff, so you buy one, you get one free.
Now you're gonna be just what they see. They don't want to be just down now. I'm gonna love what you're in. Fine, it ain't that honey, it's alright.
to the base of the mountain.
Perception, one of my favorite THB songs, also known as the Hymen Blasters. You can pick it up on downloading all day long. Okay, here we go. Super 7, Jesse James.
Thank you.
Melrose originally sang Parchment Farm or Parchment Farm Blues, which is a blues song that first recorded by American Delta blues musician Burka White in 1940. It is an autobiographical piece in which White sings of his experience at the infamous Mississippi State Penitentiary known as Parchment Farm. What price would you pay for freedom? Destination Doom. And if you get a chance to check out William Faulkner's novel called The Mansion, it's been documented in works of fiction and nonfiction, including movies, plays, and blues. And there were two reasons for parchment. One was for money making, and the other one was to control other populations of people. Just really, really bad things.
Yeah.
if you really want to know, ask El Duce.
Yeah. I'm glad you owe me.
FUX up next.
My name is Peter Beckman. Welcome to Dead Hollywood.
Come on! tipper? Could I drink from your slipper? We could do all those crazy things that you hear about in the lawn. Mrs. Gore, couldn't you give me more? I know you're married, but your husband's a busy man. Sure, he never noticed you're gone. We'll play till the night turns dark on the White House lawn. And Tipper, couldn't you bring your sister? We could do all the crazy things that you know those rock stars do. And we'll carry on. We'll play till the night turns to dawn on the White House lawn. Oh, Tipper, win one for the giver.
The Dehumanizer song, dedicated to former Vice President Al Gore's wife, Tipper.
I know it.
Okay. Should give Shane Enholm a call after Heaven's Closed. Flower Leopards. Leopards. E.T. phone home. Haven't heard from Shane in a while. Let's see if he's still doing okay. Oh, there's no answer. All right, so let me see. Lying dead on the phone.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Terry?
I can't hear you over the music.
Oh, here, I turned it down a little bit. How you doing, Shane? Candy.
Who is this?
This is Candy calling
who?
From Mystic Rock. Candy.
Oh, Candy. What's up?
Hey, well, I'm just playing Lying Dead on the phone, and I thought I'd give you a buzz.
Oh, it's the radio. You're on the radio.
We're on the radio show, yes.
Yeah, I can hear it now. That I love that song.
I do, too. It's wonderful, huh? Well, we
that's
got a
one
minute
of my favorite
it.
Parts.
Here, let me turn it back up for 1 minute. Go Flower Leopards, Lying Dead on the Phone, and we're live on the air with Shane Inholm, one of the original members of Flower Leopards. Hey, Shane, how you going? How
hey.
You doing?
That's the album version, and I swear to God, I have no idea why they mixed that fucking solo at the end down. I think it has more to do with everyone had a, you know, trip about me. You dig? Like
yeah.
Later, whatever, you know, because if you get the 7-inch, you can really hear it. And then they redid it, and some of the guys, you know, some of those guys, well, they never really liked me. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I like you, but I like bank robbers. I dated one before, so you know, what can I say?
Yeah, sometimes you know what somebody said one time. Someone said one time to me when the other guy, they were like, you know, sometimes people, Shane, they just, you're just a little too real for people sometimes. You know,
yeah,
they want to have
yeah.
those airs, that fake airs and shit, you know, and you always seem to not want to do that. And so,
right.
I mean, I don't know, you know, I'm just me, but you can hear the solo, but it used to be over the, you know what I mean? I hear it, and I can hear every note. And of course, I go, why the fuck did I play like that? Why didn't I do something? You know, but I was a young kid. So,
yeah.
You know, the solos are the way they are. Another one that you can really hear that's good is Only 12 Years Old. That one's probably one of the best ones I did on that. I think maybe Death of Two Lovers, too. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's a moment in time, and I appreciate that you're called. And
no.
It surprised me. I saw the number. I thought, and it was like a New York number. And so I was just in New York. So I thought, what did
oh,
I
okay,
leave
cool.
my fucking? So I was like, what did I leave my fucking wallet in the rental car or something? You dig? like, yeah. So then it surprised me. Yeah. How are
Very
you?
Good.
How is everything?
Everything's real good, you know. And thinking about the Flower Leopards. Why don't we re-record it? You know, you've got your guitar. We could do an acoustic version, and you could just really put it down.
We kind of touched on that. I've always liked that. You know, I did do that one, Lying Dead on the Phone acoustically on the last solo record I did was, you know, Divine American Pariah. And that came out in 2018, if anyone doesn't know. And I did
Dang.
Do one that song. What?
Uh-huh.
What? I
send
did
me,
do one
send
song
me a
that
copy.
One.
Do you have any left? Send me a copy of it. I'd love to hear it.
You don't have it? I thought you had it.
No. Is it still on
no,
the market
No, I'll send
for
you
sale?
A copy. I have a box of them. Yeah, it still is.
Okay,
yes,
right
it's
on.
Everywhere. The distribution, it's Outro Records, which is a small label, but their distribution is really good. So,
oh,
but
sweet.
But that's the only Leopard song because I wrote that song about Casey, and I would stay at Jeff's, and we would fight on the phone because I'd
right.
stay out there, and so that's how that song kind of came about. I think Jeff had the chord progression kind of, and then because Jeff and I wrote a few really good songs, well, a bunch of really good songs together, but.
Yes,
usually,
did.
You know, one of us would have an idea and then the other one. Jeff was an amazing, amazing guy. God bless him. All of them, Mario, all of them. I really loved being in a band with them. Now, looking back, I realize how like good we were and how ahead of our time we were. And, you know, I mean, if we just weren't drug addicts. But that's part of it. See, I always say this. Like Keith Richards waited till he was famous to start doing drugs. So then he had the endless supply of money. Us,
right.
We did drugs, then played guitar. You know what I mean? Like wrong way, backwards. had we done it after and had all this money, maybe we wouldn't have, died from it as some of them did or ran into banks and sat out a few decades or... You know, sat on the sidelines, as it were. You know,
What are you gonna do?
But then also, at the time, Mystic was doing that. All Mystic, they weren't as appreciated as they are now.
That's true.
See, at that time, at that time they weren't as. But now they're really appreciated. Now people say all the time to me, "Wow, you were on Mystic, you were on Mystic." But at that time, people didn't see the vision of Doug Moody's. He had a good vision. He was smart.
He was smart guy.
And now I can see it because now the catalog Mystic has is incredible. You know what
and
I mean?
Don't forget,
it's incredible.
I've added 250 artists to the catlog in the 12 years.
Oh
that
no,
I've
no,
Mystic.
Of course. Of,
you know,
of course.
And,
you
and
guys,
they still kind of hide in the shadow of you guys, you know. But I mean, you guys are legends. I mean. I actually got on the list to Erica's records because nobody else will press a 7-inch except Erica. So I got in touch with her the other day, and I needed the big guns. I needed Doug Moody to get in there and say, hey, we want some 7-inch records. So, you know, we're on the waiting list, and, you know, if you want, we can put out an LP and add some of your acoustic songs to it, you know, or
we should
if
put
you
stuff
add.
Together. We might as well. Why not?
Exactly.
You know, there's no
do
reason
it,
not to.
Right. You know?
Right. There's no reason not. I could do acoustic interpretations of Flower Leopard songs.
Right on.
We could do a really good, like Preacher's Confessions and, you could really do something with that, you know? Like,
that's
a really good idea.
That's one of my favorites. That's one of my favorite Flower Leopard songs, Preacher's Confession.
Get off your knees, I'm not your God. I think Rodney, they cut the middle out, I think. If you know, you know. You know what I mean?
Right, if you know, you know.
Right. We were just kids having fun, you know.
That's right. Punk rock.
You know, it's funny because when I was just in New York and somebody stopped by to say hi to me at the shop I was working at. And then when they left, they go, oh, yeah, he's in a really big hardcore band. And I was like, oh, hardcore, is that like punk rock? And they're like, no. And I was like, it isn't? And they're like, well, it is, but it isn't. It's more hard. They couldn't explain it. So I think when we did, when the Leopards and all that, when we were doing that, there wasn't a distinction between punk rock and hardcore. You know, there weren't all the genres there are now. If it was cutting edge or it was punk, no matter what, I guess.
Well, and back then, you had punk and you had straight edge. And that was the only two distinctions that I remember back in the 80s.
And I remember when that started, too, because I had a friend that wanted to start a Carlton. I think he played in, like, the Exterminators or something. Like, I can't fucking remember, so forgive me. But he said we should do a band called Jagged Edge.
Oh, I like that.
Straight
I like
Edge,
that
Jagged
name.
Edge.
That's good.
And
yeah,
he said we should do that. Now, we never ended up doing it, but at the time, I'm like, why? And then he explained Straight Edge to me. I didn't understand it. And
exactly.
Then he was like, no, they go to these punk rock parties and they drink Coca-Cola. And I was like, what? You know, like that's so foreign to what we, you know what I mean? Like,
right, right.
Like, we're like, really? And they're like, yeah. And then slowly we started understanding, like, I guess, I don't know if it started in Washington, D.C., but we saw bands from there. And I think even Boston might have.
Right, you're right, because I think Scared Straight with Scott Radinsky was one of the first straight edge bands on Mystic, and I think the only one, actually.
That's right, Scared Straight, that's
yep.
Right, and they were, is that what they were? Okay, that's right,
yep.
That's right, that I remember them. I think, aren't they on the compilation we're on?
Well,
or no, they aren't on.
They're on a yeah.
Slimy
they're on,
Valley.
It came from Slime. Yeah, Doug did a second. It came from Slimy Valley CD, not the LP, but the CD
right.
Has several of their songs on it.
Everybody thought we were from Slimy Valley because we were on that. Everybody, you guys are from Slimy Valley. You guys are from, and I didn't even understand that's what they meant. Came from Slimy Valley. I mean, I didn't
right.
even understand. I didn't even care. But that had Mark Reed
right?
did the
I
cover,
know.
Which was good. Mark Reed. He did a lot of cool covers. Mark Rood was the bomb,
yeah,
man. He was.
Yeah,
he
did.
Yeah, he
yeah.
was. Yeah, he. I remember when we were doing the LP that never got done to talk to us about what we wanted the cover to be. Doug had this meeting set up with all of us, and we all. But, you know, imagine the Flower Leopards, like 22-year, all of us, sitting with Mark Rood in Doug's, like, conference room trying to come up with an album cover. You couldn't get the five of us to decide what color the sky was, let alone what we would put on a goddamn album cover. You dig?
Right.
Like, right. So they would have been better off just doing something and throwing it at us than trying to get us. I mean, if we weren't arguing, we were playing
right.
music, you know?
Right.
Cause we, yeah. You know, I got to go. I got tattoo appointments. Call
well,
me
honey,
outside
it was
the
great
radio.
Talking. It was great
yeah,
talking
I'm really
to you.
Good. Thank you for thinking of me. Thank you for thinking of me. Call me. Oh,
I
and
will,
thank
honey.
You. Wait. When I had shingles, thank you for sending me that, the medicine. I really appreciate it. You really looked out for me.
Welcome.
I want to make sure you know I know that. I really appreciated it.
You're
so thank
welcome.
You.
I'm glad that you're, you know, moving forward and getting on with your life and continuing with your tattoos and your music. And I will call you because I want to get a Flower Leopards LP out. I think an LP is better than I got to wait 2 years.
Oh no, LP better than 7-inch.
Yeah. You know,
and we'll
I gotta
maybe
wait.
Add some acoustic to it. Yeah. Call me. Let's do it.
All right, honey. You have a
maybe
good day.
Maybe I could get some punk rock guest artist to play on the acoustic stuff. You know, I don't
Ooh.
Know. Tony, I don't know. We'll figure it out. You know what I mean? Like,
there you go.
Because my really good friend Steve Heumann that played bass in the Vandals just died. And he died
June.
And we were, like, so close, me and him. We'd been around each other since the beginning of punk rock, since, like, 1980 or 79 or 80. And I'm so bummed because he hadn't played bass, and I asked him if he would record with me, and he said he would. So I don't want to waste time. You dig? So maybe we can get somebody to guest on it or help with it. Or Anyway, I got to go. Anyway, call me.
Okay,
call
honey.
Call me.
Okay,
good talking
I will.
To you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye, you guys. Bye, everybody. Yeah, bye. Bye, everyone. Bye.
Drop it up, yeah, yeah.
the Blasters show in Newport Beach is sold out. So I hope you all got your tickets. That was Mob Rules, by the way, with COA. And, you know, Shane Inholm and I were talking about Straight Edge, and here's a song by Scared Straight, one of the bands we were talking about. I still like the idea of his band called Jagged Edge.
We'll be right back.